Industries in Massachusetts are releasing chemicals beyond legal limits into rivers and streams, according to a new report from the Environment Massachusetts Research and Policy Center. The report reviewed Clean Water Act compliance data from January 2016 through September 2017 and found that major industrial facilities are regularly dumping pollution beyond legal limits across the country. Further, the report said a majority faced no penalties from the federal government or states for noncompliance. In Massachusetts, industries dumped chemicals exceeding their permitted limits 124 times during the 21-month period, according to Elizabeth Berg of the Frontier Group and one of the authors of the report.
Here in Massachusetts, nearly 54% of all major industrial facilities exceeded their pollution limits at least once during this time. Further, the majority of these instances occurred in waterways that are already heavily polluted. More than three-quarters of the Massachusetts facilities in our analysis released pollution into rivers, brooks, and streams that were already failing water quality standards.
Among the violators listed in the report are Crane and Company, which reported exceeding pollution limits in the Housatonic River four times, and the now-closed Southworth Paper Company in Turner's Falls. The report said the Texas Instruments facility in Attleboro poured pollutants in excess of its permit limits 13 times into Cooper's Pond. One violation was 500% beyond the permit limit. Wyman Gordon Company in North Grafton also exceeded its permit 13 times. Berg said the study found violators were often not fined or the amount was too low to be a real deterrence.
Thousands of times across the country, industrial facilities release more pollution than they were permitted to. But that is just the tip of the iceberg. Many facilities have further violated the Clean Water Act by failing inspections or filing incomplete reports.
The report said in each year from 2011 to 2017, an average of 27,849 facilities reported noncompliance with Clean Water Act permits across the country, but less than half faced any action from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency or state regulators. Instead of strengthening enforcement, the Trump administration is proposing to weaken Clean Water Act regulations and slash the EPA's enforcement program by more than $30 million, according to Ben Hellerstein, State Director for Environment Massachusetts.
And the administration is moving to repeal the Clean Water Rule, which restored key protections of the Clean Water Act to many of our rivers and streams and wetlands in Massachusetts. It's time for Massachusetts residents to speak up and tell our officials that we need clean water now.
In Massachusetts, staffing levels at the State Department of Environmental Protection have been reduced by 30% during the last decade. The result, according to Gabby Queenan, policy director for the Massachusetts Rivers Alliance, has been enforcement actions for serious pollution violations have dropped by more than half.
When failing to adequately fund our state environmental agencies, we are failing current and future generations of Massachusetts residents who deserve clean water. So it's really imperative that at the local, state, and federal level, we move forward in addressing these significant pollution issues and make sure we have sufficient staffing and funding to support clean, safe water for people and wildlife.
The activists said 40% of Massachusetts rivers and streams are considered too polluted for fishing, swimming, and boating. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.